Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well and having a wonderful week. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us. Let's just give Him all the glory and all the honor. Praise God. We serve a mighty God, don't we? Amen. Amen. Good to see y'all tonight. Hope everyone's doing well. And I know there's still a couple coming in. But we'll get ready for service. I want to welcome everybody watching online to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Really excited about what God is doing and the powerful messages that are going forth and His Word coming out. So let's all stand if you can. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Praise the Lord. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer? Yes, Miss Tabitha. Absolutely. We'll lift her. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer? All righty. Anyone on my left? Spoken prayer? Or in the rostrum? I mean, up on the in the box? All right. Praise God.
Sister Brenda's mother, Sister Brenda's dad, Brother Golden had heart catheter this morning. And Sister Linda.
Let's keep each of those spoken prayer requests. And then also, if you have an unspoken that you'd like to lift up to the Lord this evening, we're going to agree in the name of Jesus. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord God, we just love and praise You. Lord, we just want to lift You up. We want to honor You, dear Lord. We just want to call on Your mighty name and just let You know that You are the great I am, dear Lord. We just love and praise You. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, may we be in one mind and one accord. Lord, ready to receive Your word, dear Lord, ready to praise You, ready to lift You up and honor You in everything said and done. Our Lord, now as we pray, dear Lord, You've heard the spoken prayer request, dear Lord. You know the needs of each and every situation. And also the unspoken, dear Lord, we're asking You just to lift up, to heal, to mend, to protect. Dear Lord, for those sick and shut in, Lord, for those troubled, dear Lord, for those down, dear Lord, we ask You to lift each and every one up. Dear Lord, we know that through Your mighty hand that You can heal. Just through Your word, dear Lord, You can just take care of every situation. Lord, we love You and we praise You. Lord, we thank You for those watching online. We ask You to bless them in their homes right now, dear Lord, or if it's at a later date, dear Lord, may they feel Your holy presence. Lord, again, as we come together now, Lord, we just want to lift You up and honor You. We ask You to bless our pastor, strengthen him and his family. Lord, guide him in the work that You would have him to do. Now, dear Lord, I want to pray for each and every Sunday school teacher, each and every ministry teacher, the ministers of the children's church, dear Lord, and all the activities going forth from our congregation. Lord, You've blessed us so much. Lord, we ask You to continue to bless, dear Lord, that Your word will go forth. Lord, that the lost will be saved, dear Lord. Most of all, they'll hear Your word. Lord, if we're the vessels You use to plant the seed or to water, to cultivate, Lord, we just want to be in Your will. Then again, dear Lord, we thank You for this Wednesday night service and the opportunity we have. Thank You for our visitors. Lord, we just praise You, we worship You, and in Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. While you're standing, I haven't had a chance to tell you about it. Turn to page 277. Redeemed. Sweet is the song.
I have been redeemed.
Oh, I'm redeemed.
Seated if you can. Again, so good to see y'all this evening. Hope everyone again is just ready for a mighty move of God. Hope everyone's prayed up and ready for this service, and also be in much prayer for our service coming up. You know, Sunday night is our multi-church service. I think Brother Jason said Sunday night that there's been 11 churches. Keep in much prayer. We just want to continue and ask you, invite y'all to come. We want to fill the house. Y'all come. Bring somebody. And just really look forward to a mighty move of God. It's for a wonderful, each service is special for the offering that's taken, is a love offering that's given out through the community. It's just a wonderful time, just really looking forward to it. And also be in much prayer for our Easter play. We get ready for it. It's going to be Easter Sunday morning over in the Curtis Center. We'll have more information on, probably with Sunday schools and all, we're going as normal. Everybody will meet for Sunday school before we go to the Curtis Center. They'll probably be doing some run-throughs like they normally do. So make plans to join both of us next Sunday night and also on Easter Sunday morning. And the other activities, the other ministries that go forth from the congregation, we just want to ask you to keep them in prayer. The children downstairs in their Bible study, the teens out in their class also, we keep them in prayer. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord? Miss Tabitha, would you prepare a song for us? Then Miss Penny, we're going to.
Thank you. so much to thank Him for. Oh, I've got so much to thank Him for. So much to praise Him for. You see, He has been so good to me. So much to thank Him for. Are you really thankful tonight for where God has brought you from? Are you really thankful? How much do we let Him know that we are thankful? How do we show our appreciation to our Lord and our God? Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. I'm going to try to sing this second verse one more time. Y'all listen to the words. Sometimes while on this way I stop to kneel and say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. One day I'll reach sweet heaven shore. Oh, please just let me kneel once more. I've got so much. So much to thank Him for. And when I think of what He's done and where He's brought me from, I've got so much to thank Him for.
And it caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He saw me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Song says that he sought me. Think about it. He sought me. He sought you. He bought me. He bought you. Amen. And we have the victory. I asked Brother Eddie to pray for me. I didn't send out a text blast last week. I said, because I'm not going to give the devil any credit. But I started work last week, and on Monday morning, my body came under attack. And of course, the devil would like for me to say, what have you done? You know? But I just kept praying. I said, Lord, I believe you're going to touch my body. And I text a few people in this church that I know are prayer warriors. And God touched my body. And I give him all the glory for doing it. And I've had a good first week and a good second week so far. Next Monday will be my first day on my own. So, yes, he is. God is good. Amen.
Thank you. Praise God.
Oh, excuse me just a minute, but I got to give God some praise. Is that all right? Will y'all praise him with me right now? Will you praise him? Will you praise him for what he's done?
Thank you, Lord.
Do we really realize how good God has been to us? I have fought Satan so many times, and he has had my body under attack as well for the last several weeks. And I was having a spell this morning, and it was just like, you're not going to win. You're not going to win. Get thee behind me where you're supposed to be, under my feet, outside, somewhere, but you get away and leave me alone. Glory be to God.
Yes.
I am so, so thankful for where God has brought me from and for what he's doing in my life. He's so good to me. I can't praise him enough. Y'all pray for me as I'll always do God's will. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live like him. Though often I fail and bring him much shame, it's my desire to live for him. from to where I am today. You would know the reason why I love him so. Now you can take this world's wealth and riches. I don't need earth's fame. It's my desire to live for him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have failed to see the way. I too once was lost, but I found my way to God. It's my desire to live for Him. If you could see where Jesus brought me from to where I am today, you would know the reason why I love Him so. Now you can take this world's wealth and riches. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have failed to see the way. Y'all sing with me. I too once was lost, but I found my way to God. It's my
truly, it is my desire, amen, to live for Him. Because He died for me. At least we can do is live for Him, amen. Because of the love that He shed or shared for us when He shed His blood on Calvary. My, the songs tonight, so powerful. Such a wonderful, sweet spirit here. How many feels that spirit of praise here tonight? Just kind of thick with the blessings of God. Don't you love it when God does that? I mean, it's just like He puts His big arms around us and just says, you know what? I got this. Everything's okay. And just kind of gives us comfort. And that's what I've been feeling for the whole service tonight. And, I never want to take that for granted either. I want to be thankful and have a thankful heart that God is always there. And I'm thankful, too, that He's given us another day. Amen. I looked in the mirror this morning and I was there. Amen. Praise God. That's a blessing. Keep thinking one of these days I'm going to look. I ain't going to be there. But I was there this morning. I thank God for it. Amen. You have your Bibles. Go with us to the book of Ephesians tonight. In the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, chapter number, or verses number 20 and 21. Good to see this good crowd here tonight on Wednesday night. I appreciate you coming out and worshiping with us tonight. Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, "Now unto him that is able," I say he's able, "to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." Amen. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, how we love you and how we thank you, God, for this opportunity. God, to gather in your house tonight to worship, thank you for each and every one that's come. God, the songs tonight were wonderful. We thank you for the spirit that we feel here tonight, God, and for your love and your mercy, and that we do have victory, and that it is our desire, God, to serve you. Father, I humbly ask now, God, that you would just speak to us. God, anoint these lips of clay. Anoint this vessel. God, is nothing more, God, than just an oracle that you might speak to our hearts tonight. Help us to be submissive and obedient to your word and to your will. And Father, we do ask you to reach out to those who are suffering, those who are sick, afflicted, those in the hospitals, those who are traveling, those who've had procedures done. God, we know that you know all about everyone. And right now, we just place our faith in you, God, and just ask you humbly to touch and anoint them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. God. If you've heard my ministry for a number of years, you will understand and know that probably one of my favorite scriptures to use in a sermon, or just maybe have personally, is this 20th verse of Ephesians 3. "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." This week I've been thinking about the awesome and mighty power of God. God is such a multifaceted deity. We just talked about his spirit, and we've come into praise and worship, and how comforting it is to know that he's with us and seems to be able to help us and just kind of impress in our heart and our mind exactly what we need to hear at exactly the time that we need to hear it. Man, sometimes just to give us comfort. But he's more than just a comfort. Amen. He's more than just a friend. He's more than just a person to hug us. He's a powerful God. Can you say amen? He is able to do, as the Bible says, exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. I want us to dwell on that particular scripture for just a moment. Our imagination is pretty vivid, pretty wild at times, and we can imagine a lot of things. But here the Bible tells us that no matter what we think, no matter what we imagine, no matter what we suppose, God is greater than that. Greater than anything that you and I or any human being could ever conceive in our heart or in our mind. He's beyond our ability to even fathom his greatness. I heard that this week, I believe it's this week, I think a week or two ago, they had two of the planets that aligned. Y'all remember seeing those, the two big stars? And I forget, one of them was Venus and one of them was it Jupiter? I think it was. Now they're saying there's going to be like three or four, so that's going to be lining up like that. And that's beautiful and that's wonderful. But then you begin to think, Brother Chris, he hung them. that's spectacular to God. It is to us. It is to look up in the sky and see the moon and the stars and the aligning of the planets. And you know what? I'm not prophesying here, but that's pretty prophetic. The planets lining up like that. You know, it just might be that something's about to happen. You know, I'm not prophesying. I'm just looking at the current events and the signs of the time. But if we look in that and we imagine that and we think about it, but he's greater than all of that. He's greater than anything, Brother Jim, that I could ever imagine or think or even perceive in my mind. And that's what the scripture tells us. And he's able to do that according to the power that worketh in us. He works through us and in us with that power. I don't think we realize sometimes the power that we have access to. If we did, we wouldn't worry. We wouldn't fret. We wouldn't doubt anything that we face or any problems that we encounter or any circumstances that might come our way, because we know that God is greater than any of those. Amen? If you'll just take just a moment, think about one of the greatest trials, the greatest hardships, the greatest pitfalls that you've ever encountered in your life, and understand that God is greater. I don't even know how many zeros it would say that He is greater than that problem that we thought was the biggest thing that we've ever faced. To God, that's no big thing. To us, it's a mountain. To us, it's a Red Sea that needs to be parted. To us, it's a fiery furnace that needs to have protection from. But to God, it's really not that big a deal. And that is amazing as I begin to think about that this week and think about the power of God. And tonight, if I just had a thought, it would simply be God can. And there's a song that says He can. And He can do all things, things that you and I could never even imagine that God can do. We read the Bible and we read the stories and go back in Genesis and begin to just read the Word of God and begin to think all the mighty things that God has already done, all the many things that He spoke into existence and the times that again and again and again He came on the scene for those who encountered issues and problems. I want to go to Genesis, the 18th chapter, because I want to share some things with you tonight that to us, and even to the ones that were praying, if you would ask them, they probably would have declared it an impossibility. An impossibility. You know, sometimes I think we're probably guilty a little bit of calling things impossible. Things that we think would never happen. Things that we think would never be able to come to pass in our life or situations. But the God that I serve doesn't deal in impossibilities. Nothing would be declared an impossibility to God. Now, I know I have limits. There's impossible things that I know for sure that I can't do. Some of them because I tried it and I failed, so I didn't do it again. But some things I won't even try because there's no way I can do that or no way I can master that problem or situation. But God has never faced an issue, never faced a problem, never faced any kind of thing that He didn't have power over. And amen, nothing is impossible with God. So in Genesis, the 18th chapter, very familiar story, by the way, most of these are. Isn't it good that stories are familiar in the Bible? That means you probably read them over maybe once or twice. Amen. We need to be familiar with the Word of God. I can count on the Word of God when I can't count on anything else. Because, so I heard it once said, we speak to God in our prayers. He speaks to us in His Word. Amen. Now, I didn't come up with that phrase. I'm just passing that on. But that's a good one. I forgot who I heard that from. But that's the way He speaks to us. In Genesis, the 18th chapter, verses 11 through 14. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. Can I get an amen? Too many young folks in this congregation. How many can relate to that? In fact, me and Brother McCoy was talking about that very same thing this morning. He and I was just happy to be here. Amen, brother. Now, Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Basically, she was childless, and she wasn't going to bear a child. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?" Because they'd just been told that that Abraham is going to have a son. And the Lord said unto Abraham, "Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of surety bear a child, which am old?" Verse number 14, if you don't have that highlighted, you need to have it highlighted. If you don't have a reference to it, you need to make reference to it. It says, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" But he already knew the answer. The answer is no. But he was asking Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? Can I ask you tonight as a church? Can I ask you as a believer? Can I ask you as someone who trusts and puts their faith in an almighty God? Is there anything that you or I can think of that is too hard, too difficult, or too impossible for God. No, there's nothing. You know, it is for us, and it may be for our nation, it may be for our government, but not for God. Nothing is impossible. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to thy time, or the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. God has never broken a promise, and you know the story. She did give birth to a son. I want to go now to Jeremiah. And these are only a few of the accounts in the Bible where men would declare it impossible, but God stepped in into the impossible and made it possible. So when we pray, let's remember two words: God can. That's very simple to remember. When we face a problem, let's remember that God can. When we need healing in our body, can we simply pray a prayer that God can? You know, not that I have to understand how he does it. I don't, to be quite honest with you. It is amazing to me. But I don't have to understand it to have faith to believe that he can do it. So I want us to pray with the assurance that God can. Don't call it an impossibility. Don't doubt and pray in your mind. And you know, here's one thing we need to shy away from. And I'm going to preach to me a minute. Because sometimes when we're praying and God does something, and then we say, man, I am so surprised that God did that. Why are we surprised? We shouldn't pray a prayer of faith and be surprised then when God does it. Amen? We should be thankful, but we should be expecting it. Amen? You know, and it's not in our time either. We talk about it all the time. You know, what was it said? The walls of Jericho did not fall the first day, but they did fall. So if it doesn't happen when you pray that it needs to, but just keep praying and believing and say, God, you can. You can. You know what? The devil doesn't like that either. He was talking about, say, you know, Satan knows rebuking. If you rebuke him in the name of Jesus Christ, he knows that. And he's going to back off. Maybe for a season he may come back again. But what worked before will work again. And when you say, Satan, not having it. Get thee behind me. I want you to understand that God can. Satan says, no, he can't. But yes, he can. It's an impossibility. No, it's not with God. It is with me. It was with Abraham. It was with Sarah. They both said it was. But it's not with God. God can, in fact, do all things. In Jeremiah, the 32nd chapter, in verse number 17. Jeremiah's praying. He says, hear me, O Lord. Is this where I want to go? Nope, I'm sorry. Jeremiah, I'm still in. Back over to Jeremiah. Jeremiah, 32nd. Chapter, verse number 17. Ah. Everybody say, ah. That's what Jeremiah said. Ah, Lord God. Behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing, everybody say, nothing too hard for thee. Sound like Jeremiah just came through a revival. Sound like Jeremiah just had a prayer answered. Tell like Jeremiah was on cloud nine, spiritual cloud nine. You know how it is when you're feeling good and God's just been gracious to you and everything's going your way and you got a little jingle in your pocket. You know that kind of good feeling that everything is right and boy, just we want to praise God and that's good to praise God. But let me tell you something. It was the exact opposite with Jeremiah. Jeremiah was kind of locked up. He wasn't in a dungeon, but he was locked up. Judah was under captivity of the Babylonian army. Things wasn't going good for Judah. Certainly wasn't going good for Jeremiah the prophet. He'd been prophesying to the people. Now they were captive and no signs of getting any relief. And then he begins to hear from God and God begins to put into motion. Let me tell you, God doesn't always do it immediately. But when you are facing temptations, problems, trials, situations, sickness, affliction, or whatever it is, all you got to remember is that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you and I could ever ask or think. Sometimes we ask, and we really don't ask in full earnest, believing that God's going to do it. Because we're just asking kind of a simple thing, but God's got a plan, and he's putting it into motion. If we will believe him and trust him, and simply say, God can. So Jeremiah begins to pray this prayer, and he prays this prayer. Lord, there is nothing too hard for you. But he's praying that in captivity. He's praying that when things are not going well. Well, it's one thing to pray it after they'd been set free and was going on their way back to all the captives coming home. But no, this hadn't happened yet, and it didn't look like there was going to be any sign of it in the near future. But he began, if you read the story, he actually began to go and buy a piece of land, and that piece of land was going to be blessed, and it was going to be the eventual place of where God was going to turn Judah back and cause the Babylonian army not to have captivity over them anymore. But it did not happen then until after he prayed, and it happened in the future after that. But he said, God, even this is not too hard for you. Our army can't do it. Our king can't do it. None of us are able to do it. But God, there's nothing too hard for you. And I thought about that. We look at what's transforming in the world today. We're looking at two great powers shaking hands in alliance. And if you're watching the news, you're saying, what in the world is about to happen? Two of our greatest foes shaking hands with an alliance, and thinking, Lord, we couldn't defeat them both. Our army is not as strong as it once was. Our leadership is not as strong as it once was. The people don't have a mind made up to go through a war like they once did. But you know what? When it's an impossibility, and we look at it and call it an impossibility, we forget that God can. Maybe we don't forget. It just is in the back of our mind sometimes. And it needs to be in the forefront of our mind. Understand that God can do the impossible with man. Again, he'll do exceeding, abundantly, above all that you and I could ever ask or think. Because when we see things like that, we're already generating some kind of action. Well, this is what probably needs to be done, and this needs to be done, and, boy, we need to wake up, and this, that, and the other. But you know what? That's us trying to fix it. But if we'll say, you know what, God? Whatever it is, whether it's a national crisis, whether it's situations on a financial thing. Oh, by the way, I heard there's some kind of new thing out, not called a virus. It's called what do they call it? Not a virus, but a fungus. Yeah, a fungus. Deadly fungus. And you know what? I will guarantee you there's people in this world saying, oh, no, we're going to face another thing, another pandemic. But you know what? God can. God kept me through the last one. God can keep me through this one. My faith and trust is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. And I know that God is able, again, to do it. Say it with me. Exceeding abundantly above all that this old boy could ever ask or think. So it's one thing to pray when it's good and praise him. But even in captivity, Jeremiah said, Lord, there's nothing that is too hard for you. Try that the next time you're facing something that you can't seemingly see daylight. You're just kind of looking through a tunnel and not seeing any of the light at the end of the tunnel. Why don't you just turn to say, God, you can do this. You can do this. I can't. Lord, I'm not able to do this. I don't have the power. I don't have the might. But God, I do have faith, and my faith is in you, and I'm going to call it done in the name of Jesus, and God, you can fix it. You don't need my input. You don't need my opinion. And you don't need me calling you every day. Is it fixed? Is it fixed? That's not faith. Faith is saying, Lord, it's fixed in the name of Jesus in your time, and God will fix it. Amen. Because he can. 1 Kings 18. Verse 37 through 39. Let me just kind of give you a little groundwork as to what is about to happen. There's a contest taking place. There's the prophets of Baal and their gods, or so-called gods, which the Bible says are no gods. And then there's Elijah, who is a representative of the true God, Jehovah God.
There is no other God but him. So the prophets of Baal, first, they're going to call fire down from heaven, and it's going to consume the sacrifice that they have an altar of, and it's going to persuade all of the people that the gods, plural, of Baal are stronger and more powerful than the God of Elijah. So they're ranting and raving and calling from daylight till dark, and just calling on the name of their gods, and Elijah's making fun of them, and nothing is happening. Imagine that. So they even jump on the altar and begin to cut themselves and kind of, you know, making a show and all, but nothing's happened. So then Elijah calls on the true God. And he says, you know what? This is not difficult enough. I don't know about you. Now, I want to have faith, but I don't want to make my problem more difficult. I don't want to make my issue more difficult. Because I'm looking at it now and say, Lord, this is hard enough. Not for you, but maybe for me. But Elijah says, no, you know what? Let's pour some water over the sacrifice, over the offering. Get some more water and pour it. And it runs off, and there's a ditch around it, and it's filled with water. Now, water usually douses a fire, correct? Not usually the other way around. But then Elijah prays. He prays to a God that can. Amen? He prays to the only God that can. And then God sends fire from heaven, and it comes down, and it burns the offering up. It consumes the altar that the offering was on. It licks up all of the water in the trench around it. That is a powerful showing that there is one God, and Jehovah God, and he can do what nobody else can. And that same God we have access to, the one that gave Sarah a son, blessed Abraham. He was Jeremiah the prophet, giving him a promise when it looked like an impossibility. He was there with Elijah when all the other so-called gods could not do anything, but the one Jehovah God that Elijah was serving was able to send fire down from heaven. And we have access to that same God, that same power. So in your situation, if you will just declare that God can. I want to read again verse number 20 and 21. Back to where we started from in the book of Ephesians. Now. Everybody say now. How many knows he's a now God? Amen. Not a was God or a could be God, but he is a now God. Now unto him that is able. Who are we talking to about? We're talking about God. The one true God. To do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Look to your neighbor tonight. You may have to holler across the aisle, but say, God can. God can. Amen. Can do what? Well, who can speak to a cripple and stand right up and walk? Who can cause the deaf and dumb to hear and start to talk? And who can calm a fevered brow by just saying, let it be? With a little bit of clay, touch them in a way those blinded eyes can see. I'm telling you, he can. And I know that he'll stand right by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Well, there's no one ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. Now, what can cause an old man that's about to say goodbye just to lift up both of those dying hands with a tear running from his eyes? With his loved ones gathered all around him, he just smiles and say, don't fear, 'cause the one that brought me through the storm is gonna lead me home from here. I'm telling you, he can. And I know that he'll stand right by your side when the world comes crumbling in. Church, there's no one ever done what he's done. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. He laid down his life, but he rose to live again. You believe he can? Give him praise in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, then, that in being in our mind, in our thoughts, in our hearts, if you have a need tonight, how many knows he can fill it? If you have a problem, how many knows that he can be there? You have an opportunity, amen, a door that needs to be opened, he can do that as well. So with every head bowed and every eye closed, I know this is Wednesday night, but the God that I serve is just as powerful on Wednesday night as he is on Sunday. If you have a need, if you have a sickness or a burden, whatever the case may be, this altar is open for you, and I will assure you that God can, whatever the problem is. Is there one tonight? Without music, without anything else, this altar is open. It's a place that you can come and get deliverance. Amen? Is there one tonight? Well, that's great. That's wonderful. Amen? We know that God can fill and meet all needs. God bless you. Have a wonderful and glorious balance of the week. It's already been announced. Be sure to mark on your calendar this Sunday night. Well, y'all will be here anyway because we're having church anyway. But it's going to be the multi-church service, the fellowship meeting, whatever you want to refer to it, and just a good opportunity, amen, to fellowship with other churches. And yet have I seen a dull service. Everyone we've had has been power-packed because people come with an expectation. And when you come with an expectation, God will meet the need. Amen. Brother Jim, come if you would. Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Love you each and every one. Just remember, God can and God will.
God can. Absolutely. So good to have y'all join us tonight, but most importantly, such a wonderful word from God this evening. I love the scriptures. I love his word. So comforting and so guidance. And I also want to, I ask the Lord many, many times to guide me and through his word and through his will for us. Same way with y'all. We love each and every one of you. So glad y'all joined us tonight. Those of you watching online, again, I know you know if you're a regular, but if you don't, please, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, please put it in the comment section. We know those in our church body that had procedures today, and we've had many prayers for those that are sick. There's a lot of stuff still floating around, but we know God's got it. All hearts and minds clear. Again, we'll see y'all Sunday. That's the way it's scheduled. You already marked in, and we're not just making it a joke about it, but we just love y'all, and we look forward to our Sunday service. Be in much prayer for the morning service, Sunday school, the AM service, and then also for the community service that night. As Brother Jason said, I said earlier, we used to talk about 11 churches. He looked around and he said, we might not have enough room, but we got plenty of chairs next door we can bring over to. Praise God. God can. That's right. Fill the house. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just love you. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for allowing us to gather in your house and the Lord to feast on your word. Lord, we thank you for your love. I thank you for each and every one's here. My special prayer to the Lord tonight is for those that are sick and shut in, those that need a touch from you, but also for each and every household that's here tonight represented, those watching online, bless their homes, bless their family. Lord, strengthen us as we go about this day. Dear Lord, we know that there are those that just don't see the urgency, those that just don't see the desire to follow you. Lord, I pray for our families, those that we live with, those we work with, those in our community. Lord, to turn their life over to you, dear Lord, and for us, guide us. Lord, keep us strong. Lord, forgive us for our sins. And Lord, that we might be the vessel that you can use. And Lord, we just give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Good to see y'all again tonight. Y'all be careful going home.